Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Lack is a bad, evil, disgusting, potential robbing, destiny destroying, and promise stealing four-letter word.
Proverbs 28, verse 27 in the New Living Translation says, "Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed."
According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for lack, H4270, it means need, poverty, thing needed. Living in lack is not a choice God made for your life. It's one that you made, either by the decisions you made or didn't make, or perhaps others made for you when you were young. God's plan for us is summarized in the first part of Acts 4:34, which says, "Neither was there among them any that lacked." Here are seven things that you should know about lack and how to drive it out of your life.
Hallelujah.
Number one, whatever you do or wherever you go, God's plan is for you to lack nothing. Deuteronomy 2:7, New Living Translation. "For the Lord your God has blessed you in everything you have done. He has watched your every step through this great wilderness. During these 40 years, the Lord your God has been with you, and you've lacked nothing."
Think of that.
Amen. The Lord your God, not somebody else's God, but your God, is with you, and you lack nothing. God can make something good out of nothing so that it meets every need that you have. Nehemiah 9:21. "Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not."
Number two, the worst kind of lack that we can face is not from our cupboard, our checking, or our investment accounts. That's right. Hosea 4, verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. For thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." Spiritual knowledge is what keeps us focused on our destiny and on the precious promises of God, which is our only way to succeed, really.
Amen.
The good thing about lacking knowledge or wisdom is that you don't have to go through life without it. It's available. James 1, verse 5 admonishes us, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." Again, in Proverbs 10, verse 21, this in the New Living Translation, it says, "The words of the godly encourage many, but fools are destroyed by their lack of common sense." And on a side note, a lack of common sense always leads to a lack of financial sense, if you want to just get right down to it.
C-E-N-T-S.
That's right. Amen. Well, S-E-N-S-E too. So, I mean, yeah. The point of it is either way, when we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and obey the instructions of the Word of God as we read His Word, then we will be given wisdom and common sense in order to make good decisions and right decisions every time.
Proverbs 2:9 in the Living Bible.
Yeah, that's right. It says He shows us how to distinguish right from wrong, how to find the right decision every time, which I love that Living Bible translation. And then over in Proverbs 2, verse 1, is, and also the Living Bible, it says, "Every man who listens to me and obeys my instructions will be given wisdom and good sense." So it says it right there. If you're listening to the Lord and obeying what He is directing you to do, you will be given wisdom and good sense. Wisdom provides knowledge, creating understanding, which is common sense. And in Proverbs 4, verse 7, Classic Amplified, It says the beginning of wisdom is get wisdom, skillful and godly wisdom. For skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing, and with all you have gotten, get understanding, discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. Proverbs 4:7 in the Living Bible says it this way: getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. And with your wisdom, develop common sense and good judgment. Notice there's a progression here for us revealed in the verse. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, which is also leading and refers to as common sense.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Number 3, hallelujah. What a blessing this is. Your character qualities and that of those you associate with will either determine whether or not you live in lack. Trust is the key to never experiencing lack. Psalm 34:10, New Living Translation. Even young strong lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Failing to exercise personal discipline in your daily life comes with a great price. A lack of self-control always precedes a lack of finances. Proverbs 5:23, New Living Translation. He will die for lack of self-control. He'll be lost because of his great foolishness. The absence of faith creates lack. Matthew 13:58, Classic Amplified. And he did not do many good works of power because of their unbelief, their lack of faith in the divine mission of Jesus. And Mark 6:66, Classic Amplified. And he marveled because of their unbelief, their lack of faith in him. And he went about the surrounding villages and continued teaching.
Number 4, a way to stay out of lack is by talking with and learning from the right people. One way we can start prospering more this year is by spending time with those who can encourage, exhort, edify, build you up, and lift you up according to the word of God. In Proverbs 15:22, in the New Living Translation, it says, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. Gives you a circumspect way of looking at things. 1 Corinthians 15:33 in the Classic Amplified says, do not, be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and deprave good manners and morals and character. Proverbs 13:20, Living Bible says, become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces. I heard recently, if you are trying to convince a fool in the way that you're thinking, all you've done is make a fool for a friend. Anyway, that's enough good. Said, really, one of the best ways to avoid lack is by avoid associating with the wrong kind of people.
Absolutely. Number 5, scriptural instruction that guarantees you'll never be in lack. Proverbs 28:27, New Living Translation. Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to their poverty will be cursed. When you help others, you're literally helping yourself.
According to the word of God.
Keeping you out of lack.
There you go.
1 Thessalonians 4:12, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. Spirit-led giving does not mean you're giving out of your excess. It means your giving is directed. And it means even if given everything. Luke 21:4, Classic Amplified. For they all gave out of their abundance, their surplus, but she contributed out of her lack and her want, putting in all that she had on which to live. Spirit-led giving will never lead to lack.
Number 6, where God directs, he provides. Luke 22:35, Classic Amplified. And he said unto them, when I sent you out with no purse or provision or bag or sandals, did you lack anything? They answered, nothing. Scripture says that we live by faith, not by sight. Not always easy. But in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." When we're obeying the word of God, we can always remember God is doing more for us right now that we can't see to bring about the manifestation of things we can see.
That's a great verse to, I mean, a sentence to personalize.
That would be true.
God is doing more for John right now than he can see, so that he can bring into manifestations the things John can see. God is doing more for Anita right now that she can't see, so that he can bring into manifestation the things that Anita can see. This statement is something that you should repeat and repeat and continually doing so until it becomes rhema in your life.
There you go.
Number 7, you'll never have to settle. You'll never have to settle for with God. You'll always get the best. Judges 18:10, New Living Translation. When you get there, you'll find the people living carefree lives. God has given us a spacious and fertile land, lacking in nothing. Psalm 23:1, Classic Amplified. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me, I shall lack nothing. The scripture doesn't say that you might lack, you could lack, you possibly will under certain circumstances lack. No, the word of God says, ye shall not lack. And honey, that's another good one to personalize.
That's right.
The Lord is Joy's shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield her. Joy shall not lack. The Lord is Eileen's shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield her. Eileen shall not lack.
Hallelujah.
And we could go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. But just personalize that for yourself.
That's right.
I got a good one here, I should say. The Lord is Bev's shepherd.
Oh, thank you.
To feed, guide, and shield her, Bev shall not lack. And that's what we call good news.
That's exactly what we call good news.
We're recording today in Ocala, Florida.
Amen.
In the home of our friend Laurel.
Right.
And we're in town to have a celebration of life for our dear friend Randy.
That's right.
And
keep us in prayer today
and every day. And
yeah.
Laurel, too.
Amen. For sure. Amen.
Go to HaroldHerring.com, click the button that says sow a seed. Ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says, that's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.